Hey everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to Vibe with Steph, the podcast. It's been a minute, a two or three, something like that. But thank you so much for tuning back in. I know a lot of people have been asking where you've been at, Steph. I haven't had an episode. My bad, y'all. Ever since that last episode, I've been very, very busy. So shout out to everybody that heard the first episode of the house music series that I had with Ray. Check out Party with Ray on Instagram. So, had to take a little bit of a break because I had to handle a lot of things, like a party that's coming up, and I'm going to get back to that in a little bit. So the house music series is back, and I'm so excited to explore more and have to introduce you guys to new artists, new DJs, new music, and all that good stuff. So before I actually start, Ray's not here with me today because he's out flying to Vegas for EDC, but I do have a special guest with me, one of my favorite DJs outside, and a very good friend. We actually talked about him in the last episode a lot. Ray was beefing with him that one time, but you had to listen to that. Go back to the other episode and listen to it, and you can jump right into the series like everybody else. So before we go into everything, Francisco, say hi to the people.
Hi, everybody. Francisco over here.
In podcast land.
Happy to be here. You know, she brought me in. I'm here.
You're outside.
Podcast land. Ray, I can't believe you got me doing this over here, but... We're all right. We're good. We're here. We're having a good time.
Yeah, you're the sub. You're the substitute.
The sub. Hopefully, I do a good job.
You'll do a great job. We learn a lot about you. That we learn a lot from you. So that's why we have you on the show. Francisco, tell us a little bit about yourself before we actually. We want to hear the credentials. What's the cred?
Okay.
Brag about yourself a
you
little
know,
bit.
You know, artist. You know, I produce a lot of tech house music. You know. Been DJing since I was 16, so I got a few miles in the game.
16 going on.
16, hey. Unless you were going to be that long.
At a humble age. Listen.
Humble age.
But we're going to be celebrating your birthday at our upcoming party, right?
Yep. It's going to be good. We're going to have a good time. Bodega Beats.
Yes, Bodega Beats, hosted by Vibe with Steph. I know people have been asking, when am I, Steph, are you going to throw a party? Well, this is the party.
It's be the one.
Yes, and I'm excited to have. We have a good ass team, man.
We do.
It kind of like accidentally kind of happened.
It just
but
comes
not really.
Together. The team just comes together.
Yeah, you know, so we got to shout out our people. Where are people?
We shout Vic out.
Vic, we print marketing, out. Right?
Wifey Cato.
Alex, girl, what's up? We ain't fucking leaving.
But it's an extended crew.
We have an extended David. Yes. All of them.
Mike, Barra.
Yes.
Rebus. It's everybody, you know?
Yes.
It's everybody coming through.
I love
we're all following the music.
We all follow the music. You all have to tell us what the hell that means later. Because I'll be just shouting people, follow the music. Like, what the hell does that mean?
You want to hear the music? You got to follow.
We want to follow the music. They want to follow the music and vibe with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So if you want to do that, mark your calendars. And hopefully you listen to this before the event. Saturday, May 21st.
Yep.
At Bodega 88. What's the address?
Bodega 88, the address?
Ooh, 573.
573.
Columbus Ave. Where is it at? On the Upper West
Upper
side.
West Side.
Between what and what?
Between the Upper West Side.
Oh my God, you're terrible. Y'all, the event is going to be all over my page. Check it out. Get your tickets. It's going to be a freaking beautiful day. We're going to celebrate Francisco's birthday because we're saying the age. Shout out to DJ Liquid. Ivan is also his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We're leaving Taurus season and getting into Gemini season.
Lord, oh boy, it's going to be some wild times.
It's going to be an interesting time, y'all. Yes. I already know it's going to be an interesting episode because you're already starting shit.
Be good.
Listen, I'm always telling Francisco about himself, and today's gonna be any different. But before we get into that, let's jump right into this sponsored ad. Y'all know I gotta throw in the sponsored ads. Take a listen to that. And while it's playing, go onto the Instagram page, like the shit, buy your ticket, and get back right on it. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
And we're back from that very short ad. So we're going to just jump right into it.
Yep.
Because let me tell you, this topic was really interesting to me because as Francisco was outside of America in Tulum.
That was Tuluming it up.
Tulum. We're going to hear about that experience.
Yeah, it's going to be very hard to explain.
An experience, just like what we're going to talk about is an experience, right? Yeah. So, you know, you have to kind of be there. I wasn't even there.
Yeah, you were there in spirit.
In spirit.
Yeah, we were giving you the updates.
You know? It's true. But as you guys were over there in Tulum and I was over here, we obviously have social media and I read something on the internet, the good old internet, and you did also. And we both were like, what the fuck? Yeah, exactly. I'm all passionate over here. Like, what the hell? And you over there, like, that's what I said. Did you see this shit? Yeah. We're like, roar. And it's like, fuck, I guess. Yeah. It's a topic, though.
It's a topic. It's something to talk about.
Yeah, so.
Might hit a nerve.
You know? I don't, you know what it is? I really don't care. It doesn't matter. If it hits a nerve, it could hit a nerve. It could teach people something. And, you know, it is what it is. We like to have learning experiences. So we're going to give a shout out real quick to DJ, one of my favorites, Oscar G, because this is something he actually wrote on his page. Mm-hmm. And because apparently I'm not prepared and I don't have Brian in front of me. Francisco does. So let us know what Oscar G wrote, Francisco.
All right. So pretty much over on his Twitter, pretty much said the Afro Latin house, you know, music trend is cool and all. You know, OG's been doing it for a minute. But it's hilarious to see DJs who for years wouldn't have touched the music with a 10-foot pole jumping on it. You know, you respect the founders and the ones that'll keep repping it post-fad.
You know? Amen. Amen.
So there's a lot to unpack there.
That's a whole... And that, I remember you wrote that and I just started reading all the comments and everybody agreed. I mean, it's a thing. I mean, that's such a deep...
It's deep. You gotta pick a starting point and just go from there because one thing leads to the other.
Yeah,
you know, and it's just gonna, it's like an onion.
Yeah,
so many layers. Right, so many layers to that.
But that's why it was, you know, I think that's why this is a good topic. You know, we're gonna talk about that whole, I don't want to, I hate the word, you know, the whole colonization of the music type thing.
Yeah.
Because to an extent, not only house music, but other genres of music that are made by, black and brown people.
Yeah.
Obviously have been, it's colonized, you know, and then you're going to tell us about, you know, what are the etiquettes of being a DJ producer. Absolutely. And let's say you want to grab those beats, you know, there's a way to go about it, right?
If you want to play that way, you know, there's right way and wrong way to do things, right way and wrong way to go about it.
Right.
If you look at the quote, one of the most interesting things is actually the last word that he said, post-fad. You know, what is a fad when people jump on the fad?
Right.
Right? You know, fads come and go, but the originators that are still doing it, they're still going to continue to be doing it. It's not just a fad to the originators.
It's always been here.
You know, it's always been here.
Yeah. It's funny. Like, I'm like, I love like Afro House and Afro Latin. Love. And it's always like, oh, it's underground. And I'm like, are we mainstream now? Because this is getting weird, you know?
Even
like,
with crossover. With crossover music, you know?
Yeah. And then it's funny because even, what was, I don't know if it was the same day or the day after, Bad Bunny he dropped his album last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Y'all know I love me some Bad Bunny. I love it. And it's just interesting because, I mean, he's an artist. You know, I think people who... If you like them or not, like the music or not, like you have to respect.
Music is good.
Yeah, you have to respect the creativity and the artistry behind it.
Yeah,
right?
It's good. Nobody sounds like that.
Nobody sounds like it, but he does pick from all types of genres. You know, he picks it from everywhere. You got the rock, the Latin trap, like literally almost anything. A love song, a rap song, a diss track. Like he plays it all, and he does incorporate all different types of elements and sounds. And interestingly enough, the last album that he just dropped. He had a sample from one of the like a house track from like 87. I was like, yo, this is wild, you know.
House music is in everything.
It's in everything. Some people don't even know that they like house music until
I've noticed that.
Yeah, I'm like, you do like house music, stupid. Like, you know, you don't know until somebody
house
tells
track,
you.
Or when people don't know that it's a techno track. I'm like, you know that it's actually a techno track. What? Really?
Yeah. It's just about educating, you know, but even in the That song he has, De La Palon, I love that song. It's a little vulgar, FYI, if you haven't heard it. But in English, you know, he does say, in Spanish, he says, Ahora cabrones, ¿por qué no antes? In that song. He's basically talking about, like, people, artists, you know, now everybody wants to be Latino. Everybody wants to be Hispanic because, like you said, it's a fad. But how about before? Like, why not before? And he does in that song. Again, it's lyrical and it's all that stuff, but really the point of it is like Latins, blacks, whites, everybody was always segregated in music. Like, oh, you don't play that, you can't cross over there, you can't do that. And now it's like everything is like everybody wants to be integrated, but it's not even going the right way. It's like y'all were over there and we were over here.
That's how it was. That's how it was back in the day. It was called Latin crossover. And the only Latin crossover music were Shakira,
Thalia,
Latin crossover.
Ricky Martin.
Yeah. It's Latin crossover, but it's only one or two little songs. It was always separate.
Yeah.
It was always separate with the door wouldn't really open as much, but now it's everywhere.
But even if you, I always laugh, not laugh, but I'm like, you say crossover, you say things like that, something I respect, and not that it's about a respecting or not being mean, artist, you know, music is music, but everybody knows Bad Bunny, right? And he does not say a lick of English. It's not English. He says all of his albums are going to be in Spanish. He doesn't want to do a crossover album. And he's still breaking, like, the charts everywhere. So that comes to show you, you know, like, he is staying true to his roots. And that's fine. But he also brings in, you know,
brings a lot to the
English. But no, he has his English, you know, people have that sing in English, producers from everywhere, you know. Mm-hmm. So I do think, you know, when you say things like etiquette, I think he has a, you know, let's say a good way of doing it. But
I could possibly tell you that most likely, more than nothing, Bad Bunny would put in the time to learn and understand the music that he's putting out.
Right.
You know, there's a reason why everybody danced to it. I mean, I've heard cumbia in his music. I've heard merengue in his music.
Rock.
Trap, rock. You name it.
But he brings those producers on those tracks with him. It's not like he's like, let me figure it out. Here, you know how to do this. You know, come over here. Even we were listening to a track before we did the podcast by Buscabulla, and they're not like a bazillion million followers on Instagram. Mm-hmm. They're like pretty local, low-key, kind of hippie-ish, 70-ish looking. You could see them in the street.
They got some cool style.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, but it's not a fad. They've always been like this. You know what I mean? So why when you read it? Because I know we were like, how are we both feeling all like rawr? And we were feeling all spicy.
That was the initial feeling. That was the initial.
Every time we talk about it, you want to comment. Yeah, OG, they got all this. That song is so it's like us. It's not the same. That's true.
We were shouting from the top.
Yeah, I mean, I still do. It's just me. But like, what got you riled up? What made you say, you know what? This is a fact. This is true. Especially being a producer and being, you know, who you are in the industry.
You know, to me, it all comes down to something that, you know, Carolina said to me. And it's really, you could break it down to all of that. Mm-hmm. It's intent. You know, what is your intentions when you're making this music? So when I heard the Oscar G, you know, when I read the quote, I know exactly what he's talking about, because you'll see DJs that never played Afro Latino beats ever. And then all of a sudden, because it's cool and everybody's catching on, you're just all of a sudden going to start throwing those tracks. All right. For me, approaching it as an artist, I would want to do my homework a little bit.
Right.
You know, understand the music, understand the roots, where it's coming from. Who were the originators that really started with that style? Oscar G has been playing like that since I was in high school.
He still plays. That's him.
And I'm gonna say this: high school for me was a long time ago.
Long time ago. Y'all can do the math
it was
later.
A long time ago. Let's just say that
he's a vampire, y'all.
But
I swear.
He's been doing it for all I can think about. You know.
Yeah.
And then he was the only person doing it.
Yeah. Well, then Louis
well,
Vega.
Then you got Louis Vega.
You know
Louis
that's
Vega's house. Louis
house
Vega's soul.
Yeah.
The Afro B. Beats, you know, you got Kenny Dope, you know, all these OGs that have been doing it from back in the day.
Black Coffee's a feast. He's not back. He doesn't go way back to then.
Black Coffee started his own movement out in South Africa.
Yeah, but that's the thing, you know, when we talk about, like, the history and stuff, it's like, really, when you, I mean, you know, I do my research. I do a lot of fucking reading on whatever I want to talk about, whatever I love, and I do, and I'm like, this Afro House thing, this isn't new to them over there. Mm-hmm. This has been their thing.
I was listening to Afro House before anybody even knew.
Yeah, it don't even be in English. It be in whatever language, Igbo, Yoruba, whatever they're doing. That's the language. That's what it is.
And so it's fairly new. And the Afro House came to, and I've been listening to it maybe probably for like about 10 years.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
You know, and 10 years ago when nobody knew, really was into it.
Yeah.
You know, I used to tune into a South African radio station called Deeper Shades. Mm-hmm. This DJ, Lars Behrenrock, would put me on to a lot of deep African soul
Lars
music.
What? What's his last name?
Lars Behrenrock. It's Behrenrock. He has Behrenrock. Yes. DeeperShades.net. He always has that. I was listening to that stuff when I was a novice. And I learned so much about the South African sound there. And
that sound is what we hear now.
I was listening to Black Coffee. What is it? Superman Woman? Superman? That's something like that. I forgot what it was called. Years ago.
I think it's Superwoman.
Superwoman.
Yeah, because I like that track.
And then
love the track.
I hear people.
Is it Superwoman?
Superman.
Carolina's in the background. Superman. There's a Superman. There's Superwoman. No, there's a track. We're going to look it up.
But that was years ago.
Yeah.
You hear it now, people playing it like it's new.
Yeah, that's on my playlist, my Black Coffee playlist.
You know, so, but I went searching, I went trying to understand and really find out where that music is from, where is he originated, to the point where I'm like, I want to go to South Africa.
Right.
I want to immerse myself in it.
It's an experience.
You know, I want to go in there, but that's because I want to understand the music and know where it's coming from, the roots.
Right. But you know what, too? I feel like, I mean, you know, all type of music, whatever style they get, it's a feeling, right? Yeah. So, like, it's like people connect with that. It's emotional. It's whatever it may be, right? So, I know sometimes people, when they go out with me or whoever, whenever people go out with their friends and this new genre, let's say this house, this techno, there's no words. And it's like, bro, every song doesn't have to have words. Like, this is really a feeling. So, like, when I go and I'm
house
out,
it's a feeling, you hear it.
Yeah, it's a spiritual thing. Like, and it really, really is. And I mean that, like, I can't even explain it to people. So I'm like, you have to go.
That's kind of the best way.
You gotta come outside. Yeah. Because I know, like, for me, I'm like, yo, I really feel like when I go to something like that's a I just was at the party Anani played at and Louis Vega's wife, and it's like you go in and it's really like it really is a vibe. But like I leave it, I feel like I was just in church. Like I got revived and like it's healing.
You let loose. You just feel there's a certain kind of joy that you experience.
Yeah, and because really, if you do look back on that history, right, then you say Africa, back in South Africa, like when the music is something that they couldn't take away, right? When they did that whole colonization, you couldn't take away the music. You could take away their language, but you can't take away their music, right? So that's how they express themselves. So that was a healing thing for them. That was a spiritual thing for them. Yeah. And that's why when we listen to those tracks, for me, I'm like, yo, you hear it. And it's like, I joke about it, but I don't joke about it. I'm like, yo, I be really feeling like I'm connecting to my ancestors, like for real, for real.
You know, it means something for everybody.
Right.
You know, everybody takes it in, but if there's one thing you can take away is that it's not bad.
No.
It's pure goodness. Right. It's nothing but good positivity, spiritual. You meet great people,
yes.
The conversations that you have with people, the relationships that you create, you know.
It's unifying. It's a unifying experience, right?
It's a unifying experience, and that style of music is exactly what it is.
So do you think when we see something like Oscar G, right, with what he said, it's all, like, for me, I always feel like he's, like, perversest, like, you know, like, you just... I feel like it's dirty now, right? Yeah. Like, oh, why would you do that? It's like you just took this experience that's so beautiful. You just threw it on. Like, what the fuck? You know, like, what? You just, it's not even, or it's.
It doesn't sound right. It's not organic. And, you know, it's a double-edged sword, right?
Right.
It can be good and it can be bad.
What's the good? Okay, I know how it's bad. What's
the good part is, look, it's regardless of what it is, it's still spreading the music. Right. And at the end of the day, it's introducing that style of music, that feeling, that that maybe if even if it gets one person or two or three people to really spark the curiosity and look into that style of music, then it's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Because then they're going to show it to people, and then now it grows. So it's, you might not be flipping the plane to set like Louis Vega might do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You'll have to, nobody could ever.
Yeah, you know, you could have the same songs. Yeah. And not play the same song, but you can't do it like Louis Vega.
Yeah, you don't got that kind of style song like Bad Bunny said, whatever he said. Ain't got the song, not like that.
You know, right back to the etiquette part. Just do the homework. The homework, understand the music. Don't just play the tracks for the sake of playing tracks and you see that it's popular.
Yeah, and it's, even to piggyback on that, like, and I think I talked to you about it before when Beyonce, I'm not this huge Beyonce fan, right? Like, I respect her. I love her a lot. I'm not like this Beehive, bro. Like, no.
Everybody's, all the single, everybody.
Listen, I mean, I like her song. She's a fucking icon. Like, but I mean, I just don't follow like that, right? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
But I love her.
You like the other Queen Bee?
No, I love
what
Rihanna.
About the other Bee? Which one? Rihanna, Little
oh,
Kim.
Oh, no, Rihanna. Oh, I love
Little
Kim. Listen, I love all the women in the music. I love us all. But, you know, there's just like, I'm not like a super fan.
A lot of queens out
there. Yeah, I'm not a super fan. Yeah. But let me tell you, when she dropped that visual album, Homecoming, and regardless of if I'm a huge super fan or I'm just a regular fan, there's levels.
Like,
there's levels to
like
this, yeah, right? There's levels to this. I literally had goosebumps on my arms like watching it, because the style of music that was in it hasn't necessarily been the whole hip hop, you know, the way she usually does. It was definitely Beyonce, but it was like this evolution of something, right? She literally, and I read on it, she went to Africa. She went there. She recorded there. The artists that she included were people in that genre. Like, you want the Afro beats? She had the Afro.
She brought in the professionals, those people,
yeah, they became known over here. Like, right, well, who the hell was that? And they put out even the clothing, the style, the fashion. Those things were even made by the people over there. Like, she really brought in all the source. She was like, if I'm gonna get it done, I'm gonna go straight to the source, you
that's
know
doing it right.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody can't just go to fucking Africa and jump on an elephant in their video
or anything, but you know, you could research.
Yeah, but she did a phenomenal, and that's not even it's not house music, but I mean, it's all relative, right? Like,
it's all relative. A lot of the same instruments that they use in that style of house music, or in house music in general,
right?
There are African beats, African drums, you know, Latin percussion. You know, Latin percussion comes from African drums.
Okay.
That's where it comes from.
Period.
You know, we wouldn't have Latin percussion, we didn't have African percussion.
Right.
You know, so it's all related. You know, even in the music that you hear today, you know, current music as well.
I mean, not the ones that's trash.
Not those. We're not going to talk about those.
We're going to talk about those. What is, you say that, you know, not to deviate from the actual topic, but you say you've been in like you've been listening to the Afro House the last 10 years, right? What's your, so people could get to know you a little better too, what's your, I don't want to say preferred or specified, because I know you're very explore everything. What would you say to, what's your favorite genre to play?
Oof.
I'll put you on the spot. I never let you think about
favorite
that
genre
that
to
wasn't
play
in the notes.
Not, yeah,
it wasn't in the notes. Put him on the spot.
No, I go through phases. I can't say I necessarily have a favorite, because
you go through phases of your music, like you go through phases
even,
to your life.
Absolutely, okay. I guess so. Yeah, right. Because I go when I'm producing music, and I'm like, I'll tell everybody I'm going through a house phase right now, and then I'll just start coming up with a bunch of house tracks. I'll go through a tech house phase and just start coming up with a bunch of tech house or minimal or deep tech or whatever it is. It's really whatever I like, whatever the flavor is. So
what's your favorite? I mean,
I really like to rock a party. You
there's your phases.
But you could rock a party in any which way.
Well, you
right
know,
now,
some things are more
I'm
fun
liking the house music.
You feel it?
The house music is like,
that's
on.
My vibe.
You got the
vibe.
Soul. You got the joy. You got the drums.
It's too much soul for some people. Some people be like, oh, this is so soulful.
Ah, man.
It ain't for you, baby. It ain't for you.
No, because it incorporates a lot of breakbeat, a lot of different styles, piano. piano, some
Def jazz, Jubal's breakbeat.
Breakbeat? Yeah.
What's that?
Breakbeat is a crazy, I don't know. It's so the best way I could explain breakbeat is, you know, like a breakdown in the James Brown song. He's like, hit me. And then you hear like,
he's like, hit me.
Okay. Like that little breakdown, boogie down, like little part right there.
Breakdown.
That is breakbeat.
Okay.
If I could explain it to you.
Okay.
That's a breakbeat.
I'm over here writing down notes in my phone. Breakbeat. Okay. Look that up.
Funny relation in hip hop.
Okay.
They started with the two turntables. The DJ, whoever was spinning,
okay,
would just spin the breakdown part of the song.
It's like the drop. It's like the drop.
Pretty much the drop, if you can consider it the drop,
okay,
right?
Okay, drop, breakbeat.
So the reason why they had two turntables and two of the same records is because you drop the breakbeat on one side, but to keep the same beat going, you drop it on the other side.
Oh.
So you're juggling the breakbeat so you can extend a 15 second little breakdown. You could just keep on extending it. It's the same thing as playing loops. You're just doing that on turntables.
That's dope. Wow.
So that's how DJs used to do it back in the day. That's why you needed two records of everything, and you needed two turntables.
That makes sense now.
Because you couldn't loop it. So
the
that's essentially
DJ.
That's manually looping.
That's it.
So the name of that breakdown is Breakbeat.
Breakbeat. Yeah. We're going to hashtag Breakbeat on the post. Like, and History of DJing 101.
Yeah.
That's cool. No, that's... See, I told y'all this man know what he's talking about. You know what? No, honestly, like, I think what I've known you like a year and a half, a little almost around there. And I just, you know, I watch you like produce and you, Mr. Rivas. I've like literally like been in the studio and I'm like, wow, this is a lot. This is a fucking lot. And I'm there like, wait, I just see all the shit on all the screens. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what the fuck that is. But you really can see the creative process, right?
Yeah.
I've also seen motherfuckers just be like, drop that shit on a playlist. And I'm like, that's not how you do it. That's not how you do it.
No.
I feel disrespected. I spent hours in the studio and I just saw them how they made that fucking 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is disrespectful. I want to turn their shit off. That's how I feel.
I mean, some one that you witnessed during that interaction,
right,
is that when we're bouncing off each other, me and Mr. Rivas, you know,
hey Mr. Rivas,
boy, Johnny Boy, you know, when we're thinking about it, we're like, oh yeah, do you have like some kind of African percussion? Let's find a nice.
Yeah, y'all have me
percussion
googling a song. Find it.
Let's get a conga in there. This a conga in there. You know, that comes from our roots. That comes from where we're coming from. We're pulling from there. We're
and he's a big hip hop head too, right?
Yeah,
he's a big. I was very impressed by that. He's another one. I gotta get Rivas on the show.
We're nerds, just nerds with music, essentially.
Yeah, but you know, and that's what it is, right? Because we as the listeners, right, consumers of music and the fans and all this stuff, we see the finished product, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody always sees the finished product. It's like when you see a wedding, you see the end and you're like, oh my god, this was phenomenal, but you don't see all that fucking headaches, people that got fired, people who cried, all that stuff in between. When we do events, we see, oh my god, that was so much fun. But we don't see the fights that we had with people, the friends that we lost, the motherfuckers we had to curse out. We don't see all of that. So, like, I'm really honored and, like, you know, just have seen, like, you know, sometimes I'm like, I would be like, why do we be in the studio for so long? And I'm like, holy shit, I see why they be.
It's a long time. You got to sleep in there. You got to have lunch in there.
I mean, I don't, and I really don't, I mean, I don't know, like, people in, let's say, outside of the house in music scene where I'm like, let me go in the studio. I'm sure it's probably just as robust because shit, it's a lot. But just that process is like wild. Like, I think at this point, I'm just like, don't call yourself a DJ to my face because I'm going to cuss you out if I hear it. Yeah, there was one time.
A lot of DJs out there.
Oh my God, quote unquote fucking DJs because, bro, let me be on there. I play my playlist. Like,
everybody, it's a lot harder than you think.
I say that because it's really harder than what they play. And I'm like, bro, that is, even outside the house, bro, that's really what comes
to. But you know what's actually pretty cool, though? Even when you put in together playlists, a lot of what DJing is track selection.
Oh my God, bro, yes.
You know, track selection.
People's playlists are trash, too. Mine ain't trash. I got good tracks on my shit. It flows.
Look, you can play whatever you want to play. but it might not necessarily be the right time to play that specific song.
Let it flow.
You know, you gotta work into certain things sometimes, so.
Yeah, we gotta work our way into things.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think people don't give people enough credit for what they do. And I think that's why in something like that, like what Oscar G said, it's not so much, oh, it was a fad or whatever. It's like, man, it's all like the blood, sweat, and tears that they took to even make that. Yeah. And you just fucking took it. You literally colonization of music. Just come up in here like, okay, good, bye.
Afro House is dope. Now I'm going to start playing this and not really understand. Just throwing on tracks. And people are going to eat it up. And that's cool.
Right.
You know, because like I said, intent, right? It's even if you have mad intent or your intentions aren't as maybe justifiable or righteous as somebody else that would really put in the time and really try to understand the music,
right?
At the end of the day, as upset as it might get any of us, it is still spreading music and it's still spreading our culture out there, and it's going to get somebody.
Who was it that you told me that I wasn't? I mean, you know, I'm always asking about, like, who is that? Who's this? Where they come from? Because some things I like and I don't know, and I like to research or ask, like, you know who this guy is or this person or whatever. You said the Martinez brothers were one of the first ones to play.
They started dropping hip hop.
That's what it was. Tell me about that.
Actually, they be getting a little, now that Dembow is coming into the music.
I really don't follow them that much because I probably shouldn't. They're Puerto Rican, right?
I think they're Puerto Rican.
But I got to really check them out a little more because I listen to it. I'll be like, he said to listen to them, and I'll be like, all right, let me jump on it.
Yeah, DMV, they're dope.
So they started playing
like hip hop. Well, you're going to hear, like, now you're going to start hearing Bad Bunny, like, samples in house music.
How long have I been asking for it?
Dembow.
I've been asking
You're
for
gonna
Bad
start
Bunny
hearing
tracks.
Reggaeton. Everybody's dropping in reggaeton in the house music.
How long have I been waiting for that? I've been yelling at y'all. Put the shit in the music.
Yes, hey, for me, that's cool. You can do that, but you know, you ain't never dropped reggaeton in your track. You don't even know what he's saying right now. How you gonna drop that acapella?
Yeah, man. I'm waiting for it. This is a whole movement. I'm like, is it happening now? Yes. And I can know if it's trash. And then I'm like, that's disrespectful. I'ma go and flip over all your fucking turntables. Yeah, I'll turn over all your equipment.
Well, it's good and bad, right? It's cultural appropriation, I guess. Give credit to the artist. You know, that's kind of why Oscar G's saying, give credit. Give credit to the OGs. Not necessarily pay homage, right?
Yeah.
Just do a little homework. Have good intentions when you're playing that.
Don't be fucking disrespectful. I said that on Vibe with Steph. I sure did.
Don't you ever disrespect me.
Don't disrespect me on my music, on my people. Because I'm going to come for you. It's just so, you know, and we're going to take a little break in a little bit. But, you know, I know you even said you've heard people steal your shit.
Oh, I've been a victim, yeah.
Bro, I cussed somebody out. What? I'll show up to your house and play my shit without giving you credit. Like, I guess that's the industry.
Everybody steals from everybody, I guess, at some point.
Don't go steal
from
me.
That's what they were doing back in the day.
Right.
But
back in what? What was that? A disco day?
Sampling. They were sampling the hard way back in the day.
Right.
But, you know, now everybody's sampling, cool. But clearing a sample is a little tough. But if you really about it, clear the sample. Or
clear the sample, more DJ talk.
Or pay homage, you know, credit the artist, credit the original artist if you can, you know. Don't just hop on because everybody else is doing it now and it's another fad.
I think that's a really, I mean, I'm no DJ, you know, so I don't know the etiquette. I'll be doing shit all wild.
But you hear it, but it gets the crowds going.
Of course, but even still, like, let's say you don't know how to give credit, right? I feel like sometimes, like, an opportunity like this, as I said, with Beyonce, it's an opportunity to collaborate with people, right? Like, maybe, I heard or something. When you say do your homework, it's like, these are opportunities where it's like somebody, like, who's big, man. And why don't you collaborate? Like, look,
I'd rather collaborate. If I know any reggaetonero or any dembow dude, hit me up, man. We'll make a track together and make it original.
Exactly.
I won't have to rip it or do any of that stuff,
and
you get credit on the
you
track.
Get credit. The collaboration is dope.
Instead of just ripping,
and you bring your people, I bring my people. Let's do it together. And I know something that you know, I honor and I hold so dear to my heart is I love collaborations because I want to put people on and I want people to put me on.
That's what he's doing.
And that's why, you know, as we, and before we go into this commercial break, I think that's how this whole Bodega Beats project, like, just kind of was birthed. Because I'm like, I'm trying to put myself on, you try to put yourself on, and we kind of just have conversations. And it just kind of, we all just trying to do the same thing. We all have the same goal. We all want to spread the music, right? And we want people to follow the music.
We want each other to succeed.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Like you said, we have those intentions. So guys, before we continue to the next little set, we're going to break down to this little ad real quick, and we'll be right back. I'll be trying to use my sexy voice when we get back. It's it doesn't work.
Exactly.
Now we're back. Drop some dollars if you want to donate to the podcast. That's not working. Oh, goodness. Yo, no, I'm learning a lot this episode. Francisco coming out with the facts and the historical representation of the shit we talking about.
You know, there's a lot. There's a lot to it.
You know, it's heavy. It's heavy. It's loaded. It's a lot. Between being getting offended and between treading on fine lines because you're a DJ, you know, you don't want to say no crazy shit. And also, you know, in just trying to, you know, you got to keep people aware, you know. And you know, I always tell people, hey, some people are going to be offended.
Yeah. Usually some people, if you're offended, that means you care. Right?
Yeah.
That means you care.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you didn't care, you wouldn't say anything.
That's true.
Right?
Right.
So it's a good thing. If you take music seriously and if you're really about it, then yeah, it might rub you a little bit the wrong way initially. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
You know, then you have a little bit of time to reflect and be like, yeah, it's still a little bad, but you know.
Yeah, I'm still mad. And that was last week.
Talked about it,
that was last week. I'm still mad.
Which is nice to talk about.
Right.
Because
right.
Maybe somebody saw that post and doesn't really understand like where he's coming from. Yeah.
And you know, something I always say, I'm always like, conversations just need to be had. And that's in anything. It's not only music. People get, you know, people don't understand certain things, or people think a certain way, or people only think a certain way and don't expand that thought process because it's literally conversations, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, with this and music is just really nothing but a conversation.
Yeah.
It's really nothing but a conversation. Like we said before we went to commercial, we're like, probably the best or probably a great idea if somebody wants to, you know, sample some kind of music, why don't you just go to the person, the creator? That's a conversation.
Yep.
A collaboration begins with a conversation. I'm going to write that shit down. That's a good quote.
Yeah,
a collaboration begins with a conversation.
Okay, I like it. It's got a nice little swing.
You better copyright that shit. Put it on a shirt.
You heard it here first.
Write the day that you're hearing it, whenever that is. Hopefully when it drops. But anyway, so Francisco, you know, that now that we're getting, you know, we got very serious, we got all that good stuff out, and we let our feelings out about this topic. I know a lot about you. I think you're awesome. I want people to know how awesome you are, how awesome this movement is, this whole follow the music movement. But before you expound on that, I'm really, really dying to know about this whole experience in Tulum, because you was on the radio over there, and I was listening to it with your jacked up Wi-Fi over there. I was trying to listen and clean, and I was like, do not disturb, because I can't get out of this Instagram live. What happened? I don't know where you want to start.
Man, where do I begin? Tulum's an experience, you know, hard to put it into words. You kind of just need to go there, right? Just go there and soak it all in and, you know, try to live in the moment. You know, don't necessarily, you could go there with no plans. You know, you could just buy a ticket and go. And
a one-way ticket, the way life is looking over here.
But it was cool. You know, we got out there as a bit of a music trip, a little business, a little pleasure. And, know a couple of people out there. Shout out to my boy, Johnny.
Hey, Johnny. Miss you over here. Yes.
Yeah,
love him.
He's doing big things out there. I love that guy, man.
Yeah, I love that guy, too. Big shout out to you,
so
Johnny.
Much in common, so. He's a great host out there. He introduced me to a couple of people.
He's got a thing over there, right? People want to stay over there?
Yeah. Well, you know, he's kind of a bit of a concierge over there.
Yeah. We'll shout that out and we'll put it in the podcast somewhere.
He runs this thing called Shh Tulum.
Shh, I'm going to shout you out, John. We're going to put it on
much,
here.
It's everything, you know, all the parties, everything you want to do, where you want to book, where you want to stay. So definitely, he's
got you. We'll put a sponsor ad on here for you, Johnny.
You know, he looked out for me. You know, we're out there, and you know, he knows I'm into the music and all of that. So we went to a couple of clubs out there, chop the breeze. You know, meet a lot of people, and then just so happens that, you know, he was able to help me get onto Radio Tulum out there and do a special 1-hour guest set. Omar La Bastida runs that out there. So, you know, got to meet him, chop it up a little bit, and got to do the damn thing out there.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like the icing on the cake.
I heard it. I was commenting the whole time. You have your producer freaking video lady over here, Caroline. I was holding down the fort. Yeah, and then she's like, do you see it? I'm like, Wi-Fi shit. Welcome to Mexico, right? You can't have it all, right?
I was playing, and it's dope. It's nice to spread the music, spread your style, you know, get to be you. I cut loose a little bit on this a little bit. So.
That's cool.
It's cool.
Did you feel like a learning experience musically?
A learning experience all over, you know. Musically, learning experiences on how to be in the moment, be present, you know, and really just take life for what it is, you know.
Yeah.
It could be here today and gone tomorrow.
Right. Do you feel like, I mean, I've never been to Tulum. Do you think that, is that one of those places where it's like, if you're an artist, if you're some kind of creative, that's somewhere you should probably put at the top of your bucket
100%.
List? 100%. Yeah? Is
definitely
that like a creative field, you think?
Even if you just, there's an energy.
Yeah.
You know, out there, if you're into that, right?
Yeah,
you're
right,
into
right.
spirituality. There's an energy that you get there that you don't get anywhere else.
Okay.
You know?
Highly recommend.
I've traveled all over the place, and it's unique.
Yeah.
I go there almost once a year now in Mexico, so.
Was that your first time in Tulum, though? Or you've been
first
to...
time in Tulum staying.
Okay, all right.
Know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we went
go
on
back
a holiday.
Again.
Not just a regular vacation. We was out.
Can y'all come back? Because we got this party.
Yeah.
And hello.
Yeah. So I came back with fresh eyes and ears.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the same person that I was before I went there. I can get it.
Y'all left me with y'all friends. I was a concierge for y'all friends. Shout out to the whole squad.
Yeah.
Gina, hey
Alex,
y'all,
the New York cats,
y'all was dope as hell.
You know,
I was concierging the fuck out of your squad over here while y'all was out there in Tulum.
My boy Danny, Jonathan, Lai.
Yes, oh Chico was.
Oh Chico,
that's my boy. I hope he listens to
love
this.
Love him.
Johnny's concierging y'all over there, and they was vibing with stuff over here.
It
was a thing. That was an experience for me too. You know, it really was. We're not talking about this on this episode,
yes,
but that's
yes,
a
exactly.
just another topic. It's another topic because it's definitely, you know, I learned a lot about what I like to do, and everything evolves around, you know, for me in my life, especially now, kind of revolves around that, you know, the music scene.
Music.
You know, like while y'all experiencing that, I was over here experiencing Anane, Benny Soto played. Shout out to this guy, Christian Mantini. I don't even know if he listens to this, but I'm going to specifically put him on here. And I'm going to put a little shout out because I've not heard him. I heard him for the first time at Anane's birthday party. And he's still, you know how picky I am when I pick people. I'm like, I don't like this nigga. I don't like this one. That was trash. That flow was bad.
Yeah,
your transition sucked.
You definitely do pick it apart.
I'm a critic. I can't play for shit. I don't know how to DJ shit. I mean,
you know music.
But I know it. And I'm like, man, I really love the way that guy plays.
Nice.
I feel like he plays with like his
That's
heart.
Cool,
and you get me moving and grooving. I'm like, yeah, I need to follow you on somewhere. So shout out to you, Christian Mantini. Because while these dudes was out in Tulum, I was listening to you twice. And that was dope, you know. So I feel like it's cool to see like everybody in our bodega beats, let's say, like we're all kind of going through this evolutionary experience, and we're all really just in this evolving stage of wherever we are in our life. And at the end of the day, wherever we all kind of just get back, and it's around the music, you know? Like, hello, I love music. To follow the music. I'm following the music, and it's up here. Hello. What the hell is follow the music, Francisco? I need the birth story.
All right.
I need it.
Well, the concept is a movie, right? How many times do you go to the same party to see the same DJ? How many times do you go pay whatever and you hear a big name DJ or whatever? Something that's just, you always hear it. It's always the same. It's so
predictable. Yeah, I mean, time and time again.
There's so much talent out there that's unknown. So many good DJs. People that I've met out here in Jersey. David Rodriguez.
Shout out to David Rodriguez. Yes. Shout out to David
Rodriguez. The Queens cast, the Brooklyn cast.
Miss Jennifer.
Miss Jen.
Oh, yes.
Ariel.
These women out here really doing it.
So,
oh, my God, yes.
So, what it is like, follow the music. Go to where the music is at. You want something different. You want to experience something. You want to hear somebody new, something different, some new beats.
But that's why that follow underground shit is dope, because it's like, that's where the music is, right?
Yeah, so,
that's all I did last week. I was just at a like underground shit. It wasn't even packed. Like, you're sweating. You were sweating because you were dancing and enjoying yourself, not because everyone's out with their phones recording the damn DJ. That's exactly
what you're doing.
That's my fucking pet peeve.
You know, you're going to follow that.
My pet peeve is everybody out with their phone recording the DJ play. Like, bro, it's an experience, and you're not gonna get that through the videos. Listen, right,
man, it's a dope party when you don't post no pictures, right, because you forgot to pull out the camera.
I had to get a couple of my damn shots. I gotta give a shot with Louis Vega. I'm hot and sweaty, got my jacket off. I'm like, shit, I look as good. But those are those photo ops. Like, even meeting a legend like Louis Vega, I was just like, oh my god, I try to not fangirl.
He's dope, but he's humble, though.
He is. He brought out a cake for Kevin Williams. I'm like, dude, you just came in through the cut on the side door. Like, bro, I've been listening to you almost since I was five. Like, I told him that. I was like, I've been listening to you almost five.
Cool.
You're my Theo now. Like, I told him that he laughs. You know, but it's so good to see people like somebody like that, right? He's Puerto Rican dude from New York, and he's everywhere. You know, he travels, and you can tell he really loves what he does.
Yeah.
Cause how many people do this shit for 30 years and you're like, who's worn out? You know, it's like
new time in the game.
Yeah, he just dropped his album, right? The Expansions in New York, and he's like, he's got BBC Finance on, he's got Honey Deej on. Like, there's growth. There's still, man. I'm like, the people that he collaborated with, I'm like, what? Like,
he spreads joy for a living.
Yeah, you do. You got gospel on here. Like, this is amazing.
You see, isn't that? That's such a wonderful feeling to be able to put a smile on someone's face, be responsible for someone's good time. You never know what people are going through.
It's an organic,
you know, everybody time. Goes through stuff, and sometimes their only release is going to listen to music, you know, and then if you can help them experience
music's a love language. Music's a love language, y'all. And you know what? You said about Tulum, right? It's an energy. Mm-hmm. I think, and not to knock any music, right? Because that's not where we're trying to bash anything. But, you know, having been from going to clubs back in the day where it was anything from all the Latin music, the hip hop music, you know, it's the house music, the techno. It's all a different energy, right?
I mean
some music is a little more aggressive than others,
a little bit more flavor, right?
That's a personally my thing, right? Because I'm like, I don't want to be in an aggressive environment. I mean, fuck, I want to be in one of those moods where I'm like, oh, I just need to, like, I listen to that deep dark underground shit, like,
that's,
it's
awesome,
deep and dark, right? And there's no lyrics needed. I throw my own shit out there,
just
right,
beats,
just give me the beats. Then there's those times I want the vocals, give me all the fucking vocals. Yeah, you
sometimes
know
they speak to you,
right? Yeah, so, you know, but it's definitely like it's an energy, right? Like, you feel when it's a little lighter, when it's a little happier, when it's a little, you're like,
I like to get down and dirty every now and then.
I love to get down
gritty
and dirty all the time.
Go through the mud.
I love going through the mud.
Then I like
yes
to start listening to soulful stuff, just like you.
And then I'm over here listening to the
then
freaking,
we going disco.
Oh my god, you know, I think honestly, I think that's my, you know how you say you go through phases?
Yeah.
I think that's my phase right now. I'm in this whole disco funk phase. I don't know why. I want to wear bell
bottoms.
You're
going to be there for a while.
I want to wear bell bottoms and shit.
That feeling sticks around for a while.
Yeah, I'm over here like, I got a whole funk disco beats playlist.
Oh, and
it's so, I don't even know. I'm just clicking on everything. And it's like, you know, me and my Apple Music, you should also listen. So I'm like, yeah, listen to that too. And I'm just here like, bro, this was like before I was born. Like, and I just love it. And it's the original, it'll be like the original tracks. And then I'm like, oh, somebody mixes. Let me go hear that, you know? And then I'm Googling like, well, who are these people? Where did they come from? Because I'm a nerd. I'm a history buff. I'm a music history buff. I love it here. But that's why, Francis School, I like to hear you. I like to listen to you when you talk about just your, you know, music, because it's like, it's history. I like it. I like to hear history. I don't have to read it. You can just tell me.
Yeah, when,
and you know, I don't listen
about
to nobody.
It, man.
You know,
I'm living.
No, listen. I'll listen to nobody.
You know, you don't listen to nobody.
I'll listen. I'm like, whatever. I know everything.
Pay attention to me.
But I listen because no, you drop knowledge.
There's way more knowledgeable people than me out there.
No, there is, but you know what? You don't act like you know everything, and we'll research it together, you know. And I'm like, yo, did you know? Oh shit, I didn't know that, you know. And it's always good, but I like to hang around people like that. There's people like even Ray, you know. Yeah. Ray will be back, but he knows so much. And you would think Ray's an older person because of all this knowledge that he knows, you know. So it's always great to be able to enjoy the music, like follow the music and be with people who not only really enjoy the music and have a great time for dancing and vibing or whatever, but it's just so much sweeter where you're like, you know, it came from two, so did I.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? It's almost like when you're like that person where you're like, I'm Puerto Rican. Yo, you Puerto Rican too? Yo! And you just like start talking about stuff. Yeah. Like, yo, but from what part? And you're like, you know, that's that rapport that you build with it. So it's like, you like your music, you're like, and then you're like, but did you hear? Oh, yeah. It's really... Music is a love language, man.
It brings people together.
Yeah. And I love like house music so much because it really does bring people from everywhere. We met somebody, Sal, he was his name. He was an Italian dude, and he was just loving the whole thing, and he knew the song. We went to see Tony Humphries at House of X, and he was like starstruck.
If you're listening to Tony Humphries, he's an OG yourself.
Yeah, and I'm here like, what you know about Tony Humphries out in Italy, sir? Yeah. Like, he was really getting, but it really brings people together. It really, really does, you know. And so when we follow the music, that's what we do. We don't only follow the music, we get a history class in there.
Yeah, you learn a little something, you come out a little knowledge, you know, a little dabble, a little tip of the iceberg.
Yo, you gotta get some vocals on them, your tracks.
Yeah, we'll get some.
I know a good person. Just throwing it out there, guys.
Somebody,
I'm gonna put a poll on this. If you think Vibe with Steph should have some
vocals,
say yes in the poll right on Spotify.
I don't know, that's gonna open up a can of worms.
Press yes.
You know, album's coming out,
dropping this album tomorrow.
Wait a minute, what's going on over here?
Have me on the front with my fucking hat on, like leopard shit all over everything.
Yeah.
See me just walking in, don't talk to me, talk to my publicist. Follow the fucking music, people. I'm ridiculous. I'm always gonna be ridiculous, but it's always a good time when you come. Everybody loves it here.
Yeah,
everybody loves it here. So before we close, before we finish up here, we definitely, like I said in the beginning, you see this man. You don't see this man because this is a whole like podcast, like audio. So you know you can't see him, but he's gonna be on the cover art, so you can see him there. Anyway, he's gonna be playing at Bodega 88. May 21st, and it's not the first time, and it's certainly not gonna be the last time.
Mm-mm.
Y'all gonna follow his page. What's your Instagram?
Francisco Samuel_DJ. That's my Instagram.
That's Instagram. You can find him on Apple Music,
on everything.
Spotify, Beatport,
TikTok.
Track Source, TikTok.
YouTube,
all of it, all the places.
Yeah, just look me up. I'm all over the
place. He's got a little VIP link on his Instagram. If you click it, right?
And if you click that VIP link, it takes you to everything.
Yeah, you international. You got us some international charts, right?
Not there.
Don't be humble. I'm talking. You tell me to brag about yourself.
We charted some music back in the day.
Yeah,
we're looking to chart some more.
Chart some more. Back in the day, and now it's a new day.
Not even back in the day. Like a couple
months ago. I see he's trying to be humble. This is not the time to be humble. I'm telling you to brag, sir.
All right, well, here's what we got. We got some music coming out.
Mm-hmm.
We got some new parties. I got some music coming out in June, 3 tracks.
Okay.
I got a track coming out with a homeboy I ain't telling about. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
But I'm releasing a track on my boy Massive Sounds.
Oh, shit. Fuck it up. Okay, Andrew.
Track over
coming
there.
Out of the woodworks.
And we got some music coming out. So on top of that, the private patio session is going down.
That's very private, so. But don't be trying to come to private shit if you ain't coming to the public shit.
That's invite only.
Don't come to the private shit
first. That's what we
go. If you
down.
Don't come to the public shit, because I act like I'm security everywhere we go. I take my people very seriously. Yeah. Y'all know this. I'm the
unofficial security.
Yeah. I handle people out the
you
fucking.
Be security.
Yeah, I really do. And then my security is Catalina, because she be fucking shit up too. Get somebody. Shout out to Catalina, Francisco's wife.
Yes.
Let me tell you, this man would not be Francisco Samuel _DJ if it wasn't for her. Swear to God, the man can't even say his name sometimes.
Tell you, I would have hung it up.
Shout out to my girl, my homie, my homegirl, my friend. She got it on lock. If the dude, I don't think he would have nailed that shit in the room either. I'm just letting you know, because she was recording that shit, right? But every good man got a great woman next to him. I just let y'all know that now. Yes, so follow my page, follow his page, follow Bodega Beats Project on Instagram too. It's up and coming. Be like, can y'all like try to help us get to like 100 followers before this party or something?
Just 100.
Something like that. Is that what they do on the internet, right? Follow for follow. Whatever the hell these kids do on the internet. The trend.
Like it,
right?
If you want to go on the wave, be part of the vibe.
Yeah, like it, love it, share
something
it.
Different.
Yeah, bring
it. Around like minded people.
Yeah,
positivity is always a positive message, you know? So,
yeah, come and dance. Vibe with Steph and follow the music, and that's it.
That's all there is to it. Ain't no fake in the funk.
Period. Love it here. I love it here. Do you love it here?
I love it.
Love it here. You love it here, Caro?
Yeah.
Love it here. It's late. She's like, girl, get out of my house. Y'all remember this. I'm a portable podcaster, so I just bring my shit everywhere. So thank you so much for listening, everybody. Appreciate it. If you love this episode, share it. Tell your people, send it to everybody. Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you need to share it, I'm on there. Mm-hmm. I'm on there. Just
we
like
outside. We outside and inside.
We outside and inside. We're gonna be outside inside all summer, wherever on the patio, a halfway patio,
oh,
a whole
summer's
patio.
Summer's
gonna be lit. COVID ain't here, or it's kind of acting like it's here, but everything's open.
Yeah.
So we outside. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Until next time, thank you for vibing with Steph, and don't forget to follow the music.
Bye.